Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode number 55, and this one is entitled The Power of Confidence. It was a long drive for me after working 3-12s in a row. Short staffing is taking its toll on nurses everywhere. I can attest to the brutality of an already physical and emotionally demanding career, particularly as a travel nurse. As I was mulling over in my mind, the Holy Spirit spoke gentle reminders to me. Never be weary in doing good, and do not cast away your confidence. Do not therefore fling away your confidence, for it has a glorious and great reward. For you have need of patient endurance to bear up under difficult circumstances without compromising, so that when you have carried out the will of God, you may receive and enjoy to the full what is promised. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 35 through 36. The Amplified Version. Let us not grow weary or become discouraged in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap if we do not give in. So then, while we as individual believers have the opportunity, let us do good to all people, not only being helpful, but also doing that which promotes their spiritual well-being, and especially be a blessing to those of the household of faith, born-again believers. Galatians chapter 6, verses 9 through 10 of the Amplified Version. To put this whole thing in perspective for me, I know that I must continually remind myself of this. Whatever you do, no matter what it is, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus and in dependence on Him, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Colossians chapter 3, verses 17 of the Amplified Version. Most, not all, people have been damaged by life and how they process situations and circumstances, leading the individual to take and attempt to drain the lives out of others. As I like to say, hurt people hurt people. But let me add that broken people break people. The inability to keep these vital scriptures at your forefront may cause anyone to stumble. People are not perfect and cannot or won't give you what you need. I believe that many have lost the battle looking to men instead of looking to God, becoming cold, callous, and uncaring. A defense mechanism to protect them from being hurt and taken advantage of. If we get these scriptures deep down in our spirit, meditate on them with a humble but meek heart, it will allow us to shift our perspective and focus, to be victorious in our calling, inevitably realizing the strength of our spiritual armor. To put some seasoning on this, I want to remind you that when you study the Hebrew meaning of the word meek, in essence, it refers to someone who is afflicted or bearing a heavy burden, but not succumbing to it. Remember that the word of the Lord described Moses as humble and meek more than anyone else, but he was also a fierce warrior. Again, I recommend that you read or listen to this 3 times and more if needed. Get this down into your soul. When you are anointed in an area, it can feel grievous. You may want to give up. I recently listened to a video from Tony Gaskins entitled Spiritual Warfare, we are all struggling. This is me on so many levels. At times, I feel as if I don't want to ever deal with man again if I don't have to. Waiting for the Lord to tell me, it is done. Most importantly, well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter into the rest that I have prepared for those who love me. Because like Tony, I have days when I would prefer to spend my life dwelling under the shadow of the wings of the Almighty. To drive this point home, I used to suck my second and third fingers on my right hand. I was much younger and hadn't thought about it in years. Even though the habit was practiced for years, and it was as hard to give up as it was for me to quit smoking. Remember, it is not by might or power, but by God's Spirit. On my way home, I just thought of resting in the Lord. In His presence, with those two fingers in my mouth, not being bothered with anyone or anything else. Totally content. I must mention another powerful sermon that I listened to by R.C. Blakes Jr. entitled, Seven Things That Are Unshakable. Amen, amen, and amen. Nevertheless, the race goes to those of us who endure. This right here, God's Word, is what is needed to retrain my focal point. Always coming from a place of love, thank you for joining us at Words Accompanied by the Spirit. Thank you.